uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me. I say, leave me alone, I'm singing.
All right, folks, welcome to the first ever edition of the Sunday Night Music Review here on the Global Reality Radio Network with me, Josh Reeves, and this is a new Sunday Night Music-only show. This is our kickoff episode here tonight. I've been talking about and thinking about doing this for a while and just decided, hey, why talk about it? And now's as good a time as any to do it. And so here we are tonight. And, you know, I don't have any of the formalities and stuff done yet. I'm going to have a separate email address for the show so you can send in track requests. Just because you request a song, though, doesn't mean I'll always play it. Same rules apply here as they always do during the regular week or the regular show. I play what I want when I want and reserve the right not to play whatever I want as well. But no, I've had had a lot of requests for something like this for quite a while. And I've wanted to do it for quite a while. And so here we are. We're going to start. This is going to be a regular thing on Sunday nights. And we're going to be doing it's going to be just music because we're not going to be getting into news and information, that kind of stuff like I do with the show during the week. This is going to be just music only. So if you're tuning into this show to hear me talk about information, other stuff, that's the wrong show. But, you know, I just had been thinking about this for a while, and I'm thinking, you know, well, hey, I've got the outlet here. You know, I've got my own network. I've got listeners, got people that want to listen. And, I actually kind of started as kind of a joke. I was just kind of like, you know, kind of joking with myself that I should... I should just start a different show, a whole bunch of different shows, since it's the Global Reality Radio Network, and my outlet for my show. I was thinking, you know, I should just start all these different shows on different topics, and they'd all be hosted by me. And it was kind of a joke, and then I talked about doing a music show thing for a while. So here we are. So what I'm going to be doing on this show is I'm going to be playing songs that I like. I'm going to be playing stuff that I listen to. I'm going to be playing different things, new stuff, old stuff. Rock, indie rock, metal, punk, country, even some rap thrown in there now and again. I'm just going to be playing. I really like all different types of music. So, what I'm going to be playing here on the show is going to reflect that. We're also going to be playing some local music as well. Local music, as far as I'm concerned, here in my, area of North Texas. In the Dallas area, we're going to be playing stuff from here all over the place. But I really wanted to have, I just know so many great bands. I know so many great musicians and people here locally that I wanted those people to start getting some exposure to people outside of their area. You know, no matter where you are, where you live, no matter how good you are as a musician, people have... people just don't pay attention to you because they think, and this is, I mean, this is all over the place. They even talk about this in the Rush documentary that the guy who did the documentary, the Metal, A Headbanger's Journey, if you've ever seen that documentary, it's great. He's a cultural anthropologist, but he's also a metalhead. And he made this fantastic metal documentary, and then he made a fantastic documentary on the band Rush. And he also directed their newest live concert DVD and Blu-ray, Time Machine World Tour, from the World Tour 2010-2011, which I went to, by the way, in Dallas. And I've seen them on every tour since early 90s, Roll the Bones or Counterparts era. Roll the Bones, I think, was the first show I went to theirs. But just a fantastic concert, a fantastic live DVD. But as I was saying... I got sidetracked on what I was talking about. Anyway, Rush in that documentary talks about, people coming up as a band, people would always make the comments, oh, well, they're a local band. How good could they be? And that, you know, as bands generally have to go outside of where they're from to play gigs and try to get known, because it just doesn't matter how good you are where you are locally. If you are from where you're playing at, people just don't want to pay attention to you. I have to be honest, that's kind of been my experience as well in music. So that was one of my reasons why I thought, well, let's start playing some of this stuff out to people all over the world. You know, I don't have a lot of local music or non-mainstream. Well, some of this stuff's non-mainstream, but don't have a lot of local stuff here. Now, I got a couple of tracks. Got one coming up from the Demigods, which is the band that I'm in. And I got a new track coming up from EP live DVD that we're going to be putting out. Also have a track from a local band here out of Dallas called the Effinays. E-F-F-I-N-A-Y-S, the Effinays. Reggae band. Definitely check those guys out. There's a couple of band members in there, a couple of friends of mine. Shaggy and Valente, he's in that band as well. Just a fantastic band. We're playing some of their tracks. Actually, we'll be playing them here in the first set or so of music we'll be doing tonight. We started the show out tonight with Hank Williams Jr., Family Tradition. That was the first track you heard, and then followed by Imaginary Friends by Not a Surf. Not a Surf supposedly has a new album coming out this year. And really looking forward to that. Not a Surf's one of my favorite bands. I've seen them live quite a few times and listened to them for a while. If you just know that band by their radio hit Popular, that was a radio hit back in the 90s. It's kind of a quirky pop hit. You're really not doing yourself any justice or them by, ignoring the bulk of their other material. They've got a whole lot of great records, fantastic records. They've done some great cover songs as well. We played a lot of their stuff here on the network during my show before. Pre-show stuff, but Not a Surf there. That's off one of their albums from 4 or 5 years ago. Imaginary Friends, great stuff. But we also got a lot of other music coming up for you tonight, spanning a lot of different genres. Stuff that I like. We're going to be having tracks here tonight from George Harrison, Big Star, Failure. Got some Wilco in here. Got Ghetto Boys in there. We've got... what else do we have? We've got the Delgados, Guster, Megadeth, all kinds of stuff in here tonight. And so I'll just be picking and choosing from the tracks. And we'll have a separate email that'll be set up for the Sunday night show. And you can send in MP3s, tracks. And if I listen to them and I like them and I want to play them, then I'll play there. Of course, if you're somebody I already know, if you're already in a band that I know, you already know me. There's not going to be any review process involved. I only have to state that for, bands and people out of town and stuff that I don't know. But if you are a band that I know and you are a musician that I know and you want me to play your stuff, please by all means, send it to me. Right now, I guess you can use my regular, radio show email, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. That's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. And, I'll have a new one set up. And I've wanted to do this for a while. I've wanted to have a kind of a music end of this. And, I'll also, another reason is that there's a lot of musicians who are actually into the information and the stuff that I usually cover on my regular weekday radio show and in my documentary films. And so I thought it would be, kind of fitting, because I've had musicians that have wanted to come on the show before, but they don't feel that they can really hold their own with me talking about information, and they're more comfortable talking with me about music. So I thought that this would be a good way to kind of bridge the gap and would give me the opportunity to be able to interview a lot of musicians and stuff that I really want to interview that, are not really comfortable coming on a show that's about the topics that we discuss, because these guys have careers and reputations, and there are a lot of people out there who know about some of the real deal rabbit hole information, but they just they can't talk about it because they'll get assailed in the media and get called every name in the book, and people call them nutsos and wackos, and that'll affect their record sales and their artistry. And I understand that and I respect that, because, that's their artistry. If you want to, if you want to put yourself out there and combine your artistry with the information output, which is what I think is, the more viable thing, even though not everybody can do that, that's even better. So that's what we're going to be doing here with the Sunday Night Radio Show. I'm going to be playing you, again, new stuff, old stuff. There's a lot of great records, a lot of bands I love coming out with new albums and touring in 2012. I mean, we've got new albums are out right now from Wilco, the Black Keys. We've got New stuff coming out this year from, all kinds of artists have new records coming out this year. Van Halen has one new song out right now, which the song's kind of cheesy, but as far as the sound, I mean, it sounds like old school Van Halen, and apparently they're doing a bunch of old material and stuff that they reworked from the original days with David Lee Roth. So now that David Lee Roth is back in the band, we'll have to see what happens. It'll be an interesting year. Rush has a new album coming out this year as well. I think they're going to be doing another tour. You can Google new records of 2012 or new albums by music artists of 2012 and find the list. There's an absolute crazy amount of music coming out this year. And so I'm going to be doing my best to play some of that stuff, what I think is good. I'm not just going to get up here and play crap for the sake of playing crap, you know. And if you don't like my musical taste and you don't like the things that I play, well, again, you don't have to tune in and listen to what I'm doing here. But this is more for me than it is for anybody else, really. So if you get something out of it, great. If you don't, hey, that's great too. But please feel free to send in tracks for me to play and requests and anything else. Well, that's enough of me talking. Let's get into some music now tonight. We are going to start off here with some various tracks. We're going to start out with George Harrison. It's taken from his album, All Things Must Pass. This is called Wawa.
Wow.
All right, back here with you on the Sunday Night Music Review Show here with your host, me, Josh Reeves, broadcasting from my website, theglobalreality.com. And this is our new Sunday Night Music Show dedicated exclusively to music and everything concerning music of all kinds. There in that little block of music, we heard George Harrison, kicked it off with George Harrison's Wah-Wah from the All Things Must Pass album. He had a star-studded cast of musicians on that, both that album and that song. I mean, I think there's, God, I don't know how many guitar players on there, six. It was produced, of course, by Phil Spector, and he's known not only for his craziness, but for his famous wall of sound production technique, and that was employed religiously on that record to great effect. I think it was both a crowning achievement, both in terms of for George Harrison and for Phil Spector himself. I think that the production on that record was just phenomenal. Plus a phenomenal cast of musicians. You had Eric Clapton on that track. Peter Frampton's on that track. Ringo. I mean, you've got big star-studded cast, but a fantastic record there. All Things Must Pass. We followed that up with Wilco off their newest record, The Whole Love, with the title track from the album, Whole Love. Fantastic song. Love that song. Another great record and another band that's touring right now. And if you get a chance to see Wilco, I highly, highly suggest going to see them. I've been going to see those guys for 12 years or so. I've seen them a lot, and they're just always a fantastic band. Always put on a fantastic show and always have great sound and just what a talent and songs and everything. With the current tour for the new album, I gotta tell you, when I heard the new album, The Whole Love, when I first heard it, it's produced by Nick Lowe, who is famous for, we had the song, you know, Cruel to Be Kind in the Right Measure back in the 80s. And he's also wrote a slew of hits for Elvis Costello. He's produced albums for Elvis Costello and many others. And to be honest with you, my first initial reaction when I first heard the new Wilco record, I didn't really like it at first. I thought it was too kind of slow and down, but the more I listened to it, the more that I got into it. And then when, my brother took us to go see the Wilco show here in Dallas. And I was really, really, really liked the songs and appreciated the songs a lot more after seeing them live, you know. And I find that to be the case with a lot of bands. So, you know, sometimes folks, when a band puts out a record that, you know, you don't particularly like it, because, you know, there's so many factors when you make a record that even the best bands are not free of falling into that. You know, I mean, there's so many factors going to make in a record as far as, you know, the production and the songs and the equipment it's recorded on, and there's so many factors, and all those factors, you know, have different sound. It's really a luck game sometimes. Sometimes people make poor judgments, and records get put out that don't necessarily have the best production and everything, but, you know, when you go see some of these bands live, they still, you know, they're still delivering it live, and the songs have their own life live, you know, because it's the band, unfiltered, you know. A lot of times when these producers... A good producer is only supposed to make a great artist sound either the way that they're supposed to sound. That's what you want. The way that they sound naturally, or better than that if you can. Sometimes you can't, because an artist is just so good, you know, that's all you have to do. But that isn't always the tendency with people that produce records. There's always this tendency to try to do unnecessary things with people's music, because, oh, well, it worked for Joe Schmo Blow over here, and that's the hot thing that it's on everybody's record right now, so let's do that. Well, that doesn't always work for everybody's music. But the music industry's really, really garnered around trends in both not only musically, but also trends in musical gear and sounds. I mean, I can remember back in the 90s when REM came out with that song, What's the Frequency, Kenneth? And they had that tremolo sound in there. And I had some friends who got signed to record labels and stuff around that time. And literally, major record labels were, not even kidding you, forcing bands at that time to find somewhere to put the tremolo effect into their music. Because it's like, if somebody has a hit with something, You know, like, well, for instance, back in the 70s, you had Stevie Wonder. When, you know, when he came out, there is superstition, with that Honor clavinet, man. Nobody had ever heard a Honor clavinet before. You know, what is this sound? Then all of a sudden, it was like everybody had to find some way to put a Honor clavinet on there. And then a couple of years after that, ELO came out with the song Evil Woman. I mean, that was, you know, that's kind of the how that works. Well, it's funny because during that time in the 90s when they were forcing the tremolo pedal on, and you can still hear it on the radio and in music of that time when you listen. And it's, and I crack up every time I hear it because you'll hear it in ridiculous places. I'm not even joking. One of the most more ridiculous places I think you hear it is on Megadeth, on the song Cryptic Writings, Almost Honest. And I remember when I first heard that song, I was you know, a pretty big Megadeth fan, still am, but I was a pretty big Megadeth fan when I was a teenager and stuff. But during that time in the 90s, you know, I was all into, you know, alternative rock and grunge and punk and all that stuff. And then I heard this Megadeth song, and it was right after I, you know, had found out this thing about the tremolo pedal, and there it is. I hear the tremolo pedal of the Megadeth song, and I was just like, oh God, well, they're done, you know. But thank goodness they got past that, and they're still kicking ass. They're on tour right now, Gigantour, Megadeth, going on the road with Motorhead, Lemmy, Lacuna Coil, and I think one other band. They just added a Dallas date, March 1st. But that's going to be a good tour. And their new album, Megadeth's new album, 13, which, by the way, for being a member of the fan club, Megadeth's fan club, it was right around the holidays, I got a personally signed copy of their new album, 13, signed on each individual page by each individual band member. By Megadeth, signed in silver marker. Oh, So, you know, and I love that. That's so awesome. Because that's how it used to be, you know. Bands, you know, when you joined their fan club, that meant something. You know what I mean? And bands went out of their way to make sure that the fans knew that, you know, when you are a fan of us, you're one of us. You're not just some random outsider or some, I'm the big rock star and you're the lowly fan. No, you're one of us. You're part of the group. That's how bands used to make people feel. And that's how bands got such these gargantuan followings, was because of that. And that's been lost in the music industry. And it's really good to see bands like Megadeth and others that really are still going out of their way. I had become a fan of their fan club, joined their fan club because, you know, so I could maybe try and get, they have meet and greet passes and stuff that you can get on there for being a member. And I thought, well, you know, this would be a good way for me to maybe try and get an opportunity to be able to maybe interview Dave Mustaine and talk about some of the topics that I talk about during the week on my regular show and also music stuff. And then, you know, lo and behold, I got this email saying, you know, they sent me this for being a member. They're sending me a copy of their new album, 13, which is fantastic, by the way, front to back. I mean, I there's only maybe one or two songs on there I'm not real big on, but they did kind of the same thing that a lot, like Van Halen and a lot of these other bands are doing now. They're going back and revisiting material that they wrote during their heyday that maybe for whatever reason didn't make it to a record, and they're revamping that. And so a lot of the songs on the new Megadeth album are actually the songs that Megadeth fans like myself have known about forever, but they've redone and they've, you know, with their new band, they've got Chris Broderick playing guitar, and Chris Broderick's one of the most fantastic new guitar players on the scene, continuing the line of people like Paul Gilbert and Randy Rhodes and really the whole sort of virtuoso shredders that were out in the 80s. But he's just fantastic guitar player. And one of those songs that's on Megadeth's album, new album 13, which is in stores now, and I highly suggest you get it. It's really, really fantastic record. And one of the songs on that is one of those songs. This was written during the, I believe during the Euthanasia sessions. And it was co-written with Nick Menza, who was the drummer at the time. And that's also who Dave always would have credit with, you know, being the inspiration behind Hangar 18. Oh, you know, Marty's the one that's into aliens, into this New World Order stuff. But then, you know, here comes Dave and he's talking about New World Order stuff and going on Alex Jones show. So it's like, you know, which one is it? Is it all the drummer, or are you into this too? I mean, Dave's been talking about New World Order stuff and Megadeth songs for 20, 30 years. So that horse shit that, just the drummer was into it. I think probably at that time he was, he's probably trying to do like I was talking about earlier, Some of these guys don't want to be out with what their beliefs are on some of this stuff. So we're going to hear some more tunes. We're going to kick off this segment with New World Order by Megadeth on their new album 13. Here it is.
Passa. room staring at the candle. When that shit is on, let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
All right, back here with you on the Sunday Night Music Review. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. It's our new broadcast, newest show here, Sunday Night Show. I'm going to be doing a Sunday Night Music Show now, and this is going to be where I'm going to be playing stuff that I like, new stuff, old stuff, local music here from the Dallas area, people that I know, and all kinds of stuff in between, and talking music, getting into music, because there's so many times on my show, and I want to get into stuff like that, but, you know, it's people are tuning in to hear the info, so that's something I wanted to do for a while, and people requested it, so here we are. I hope you enjoy, and that was a new track there from the Demigods, and it was called Salute. It was written by Jamie Reeves, and it features me on the drums there. And it's from our forthcoming new EP that's going to be out and available to buy. It's going to be a EP live DVD combo, so you'll get both of those for a very low price. So that's going to be out real soon. Before that, we heard Mind Playing Tricks from the Ghetto Boys. Classic there out of Houston, Texas. And for that, we heard the India song by Big Star off their album, Number One Record. Kicking off that set of music tonight, we had Megadeth off their newest album, 13, with New World Order. So there you go. We're going to be kicking off this segment of music with more local music. This is a Dallas band, reggae band, the F&A's. You can look them up, EFFINAYS, F&A's. And some buddies of mine are in this band, and they asked me to play some of their stuff, so I said I would. And here's the song. This is called Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Here it is.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Thank you very much. Already. Let's keep it rolling. Y'all still feeling good out there? Already. Appreciate y'all for sticking around. Let's keep doing this thing. This song right here is for everybody out there. You know, we got bad times and everything. Just let them go. We can do this thing together, know what I'm saying?
trees to avoid trouble. But trouble might be what I'm looking for. Or surely I'd about face and on the double. But it just doesn't work.
A name that's known only by fate. Destiny finds me no more, shall I roam? Tired and thirsty as I travel on, dreaming of water and wine. Beside a green meadow, I stop for a rest, where a gentle brook winds. awakened by voices that whisper my name. I'm all alone in the night. How can a place so empty and cold be filled with such glorious light? Standing out, surrounded by God's golden waters, my Savior was birthed for sorrow. Hand sifted sand from a pool full of promise, my oasis was just a mirage. Lonesome and hungry, I travel this land, searching for some place called home. Faceless and nameless, known only by fate, when destiny finds me no more shall I.
Back here with you on the Sunday night music show. It's a new Sunday night music show I'm going to be doing here live every Sunday night, and playing stuff that I like, new stuff, old stuff, local stuff here, and bands from the Dallas area and all over the place. We kicked off that set of music tonight with the F&As, local band out of Dallas. Definitely check them out. F&As, E-F-F-I-N-A-Y-S is how you spell that, but you say it like, you know, fucking A's. The F&As, and that track there, Everything's Going to Be All Right. Check them out. Followed by Blues Traveler, You Reach Me. And then after that, we heard a great track from Reckless Kelly out of Austin there, Mirage. And we ended that set with Noel Gallagher, formerly of Oasis. And the name of that song is The Death of You and Me. That's off the debut album of Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds. And man, fantastic. I've been waiting for new Noel stuff because, you know, I mean, my God, I was, you know, I was an Oasis fan back from the very beginning, from the first album. I remember I saw them on the first tour, the Definitely Maybe tour, in a club, you know, and they weren't anything. And from the, I mean, even from the beginning, you know, it was always Dick Cheese, fucking Monkey Boy that was the annoying one. I mean, Noel was the talent. He wrote all the songs. He had the voice. And boy, it's just really good to hear a whole album of just Noel stuff with him singing it all and playing it all in there. And of course, the new band that he has, High Flying Birds, are just fantastic. I saw some videos they were doing, like, you know, classic Oasis stuff, and it was sounding really fantastic. So if you haven't heard that record, I've played it a few times here on the network before my show, just because I think it's a good record front to back. There are actually some of those songs were left over from the last Oasis record. The last song on the album is called Stop the Clocks, which is good. We'll play that here one night as well. And that was left over from the last Oasis record, which was a fantastic record on its own right. Lots of good songs on the album. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Falling Down and lots of good songs on there. But yeah, I really enjoyed doing the music show now and getting to get into some of my music knowledge and some of my stuff that, you know, sometimes I feel like I kind of have to restrict when I'm doing the other show. So that's a lot of fun. I'll get a proper name for this thing and an email address and all that stuff. But I'm just really looking forward to being able to play some tracks and be able to, maybe expose people to some different types of music they haven't been exposed to before. Maybe, you know, you hear something you do recognize and you like. That's good too. We're going to keep it rolling here. We have more music coming up for you here in this set tonight. Just gonna pick and choose and see what I want to play and kick it off with here. Let's see what else I got in the rotation here tonight. Let's see. Oh, let's kick it off with a little Children of Bodom covering Creedence Clearwater Revival. Looking out my back door, here it is.
Catching on the sipping only fresh brine. You can get another drop of this, yeah, you wish. Mutilated lips give a kiss on the wrist of the worm like tips of tentacles expanding in my mind. I'm fine accepting only fresh brine. You can get another drop of this, yeah, you wish.
Laughing lady, living lover. Oh, it's acid, grassy, lassie.
face down on it. Say hello to the shrinking in your head. You can't see it, but you know it's there. Dressed in white, she's got everything I need. Pharmacy keys, she's falling hard for me. I can see it in her eyes, she acts just like a nurse with all the other guys.
And the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out. You're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze, don't move. You've been chosen. Adaptation of the sequel to you.
intro to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control to Major Tom.
8. 7. 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3. 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Major Tom, you've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. Here am I floating round my tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows.
Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom?
Back here with you on the show, David Bowie there, Space Oddity. That's off of his Darum anthology, 1966 and 1968. And that is actually the original version, the original recording version of Space Oddity, not the album version that we're all familiar with, that we've heard a million times. But actually, there's little elements of that recording that I like better than the actual other. The drums are just wide open. The drummer's just going for it, man. I mean, like, you know, and I like that. It sounds awesome. But 66 to 68. So that's all like old unreleased tracks and different versions, pre Bowie album versions there, deep stuff. And good stuff there. Before that, we heard Shady Lane by Pavement. And before that, we heard Failure off their fantastic 1990s album, Fantastic Planet. The name of that song is The Nurse Who Loved Me. And before that, we heard Guster with their track, The New Underground. And before that, we heard Ween off their classic album, The Mollusk, with Mutilated Lips. And kicking off that set of music, Children of Bodom with their cover of CCR's Looking Out My Back Door. Good stuff there, absolutely. And this is what we're going to be doing here on the Sunday Night Show, talking about music, getting into music, playing different stuff, playing stuff I like, playing rare tracks, playing not so rare tracks, playing stuff you've heard, playing stuff you haven't heard. And for me, being such a, you know, I mean, the music has been as big a part of my life for years and years as researching and doing all this other stuff has. So I really feel good about having an outlet for this now, and I hope that you guys enjoy this, and we'll definitely be back here again to play more music for you next week. Be sure and tune in to the regular weekday Global Reality Show tomorrow night, somewhere around midnight Central Standard Time, where we generally start the show now, so definitely tune in over there. And this has been fun. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. I'm going to be playing more tracks for you next week. We're going to take ourselves out of here tonight. That's all we're going to do. And we're going to take ourselves out tonight with the track Summer and Lightning by Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, off their double gatefold album Out of the Blue. Fantastic record, chock full of tracks and songs. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Please support our work and donate if you can at theglobalreality.com. We'll see you tomorrow for the regular show. See you next week for another music show. You guys take care. Have a good one.